I don't know how we got disconnected.
I'm sorry, my phone died. It was me. Hold on, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hey, sorry, we got disconnected. I think you were just talking about how you were going to ask one of the upper administrators at the agency to see if they can get what you guys need from the county assistant's office to
maybe try to
expedite getting the hours.
Yep, pretty much we just need documentation that they will be able to, you know, open up to where they can retro until, you know, put an extension in until they can finalize his paperwork. We just need a name,
you know,
or
like,
documentation.
Like, yeah. Do you know how, like, soon they're going to be following up on that?
So Tamika has to go in the county assistant's office to speak to a supervisor, someone over top of one of the workers in there.
Oh, I thought you were saying that someone from your agency could help follow
up. We just follow through just to get confirmation once we get in touch with the person that is going to handle it.
So is there specific language that needs to be put in this letter from them?
Pretty much. Hold on one second.
It did.
Okay, so I just got confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
It should say the Medicaid waiver.
Hold on one second. I'm gonna type it out. Hold on. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I needed to specify that the Medicaid waiver will be reinstated with no gaps in services. And it will be retro paid from 2/8 on.
Okay. And then someone just has to sign it?
Yeah. So then it will have pretty much the person contact name or email on it. And the upper management, the billing department, will just reach out to them for confirmation.
Okay. Contact info, name, email, et cetera. Okay. And then, Nina, what is your information so I can have it moving forward?
My information is Nina. My last name is Knight with a K.
You said Mike?
Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Got it. I'm sorry. Yep.
And my phone number is 267-551.
Yes.
Uh-huh. 7414. That's my direct office.
Got it. Thank you. And you're like a manager.
I'm
at
the supervisor here at Family First.
You're the supervisor. Okay.
And I'm actually one of Mr. McLean's caregivers.
Oh wow. Okay. The other question I wanted to ask beyond this letter is whether the next step after, you know, we get this figured out with the county assistant's office, would the next step after that be reaching out to the service coordinator from Keystone First to ask for an updated assessment?
So the next thing after that is the service coordinator. Let me see if they did anything. No, the service coordinator did her part. That's already in. Service coordinator
what's
in from her? So they updated the authorization after the 28th. So that's not the issue. The way
I think the one of the things though that we wanted to request is increased hours. It actually the 15 hours a day is not sufficient at this point for him.
Right.
Like he's on hospice. Yeah, exactly. Things have changed, and so we really want to get an updated assessment.
So
they would
have to come out to the home to do a new assessment. Yeah.
Okay. And I just want to confirm. I want to confirm that I have the right information for the service coordinator too. Do you have that info?
Let me just pull that up right fast. I have Teller Chambers.
Oh, that's different than the one I had. Okay.
I have a 215-705-87.
Sorry, I missed
the
second part.
Oh, sorry. 0585.
Sorry, what was the middle part?
847-0587.
Okay, thank you.
We tried to contact her, but we left a voicemail. She didn't answer.
Okay.
When I contacted her, they said that Shanice is the coordinator again.
We see Shanice, but we have Shanice there from January to January 31st. On February, they
have Teller Chambers. Mm-hmm.
And then on March, we have Teller Chambers again, and also on April. Yeah, so we have an off for the 30th.
Okay. Tamika, I'm sorry that this is so burdensome and that there's so many different tasks that you have to handle right now around this. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, can I pay?
I'm sorry.
Can I pay for it?
Say that again?
Can I pay for the caretakers?
That is quite up to you. I mean, that's under your discretion.
Like, will y'all still send them if I pay for it?
That would be completely up to you. That would be private pay. So
I think it's something you would have to, like, probably, like, just connect with them and figure it out, it's going to be, you know, under the table, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like an agreement that you guys, like, figured out. And, Tamika, I'll tell you also, I don't think they're supposed to do this, but I have heard that sometimes the hospice home health aides will also do the same thing, or they'll be able to, like, give you information for someone as well, like, off, you know,
but
under the table.
But it was only for,
I know it's not ideal, and it's not, like, a sustainable plan either, but... there's an option for the meantime.
I'm sorry, honey.
And then,
I wish I could.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And, yeah, I mean, I know you want to keep them home. If this becomes too much and you do need a respite stay for temporary purposes, just let me know, okay?
I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate it so much, but I will not.
It's okay.
But
okay.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. Well, please just keep me posted, Tamika, on how you make out. And then once the county assistant's office changes
okay, I'm going to go down there tomorrow in the morning.
Yep. And once that happens, I'll help you reach out to the coordinator, okay? And we're going to ask for an updated assessment because the 15 hours are not going to be enough.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
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 Right.
Okay. Thank you, lady.
You're there, lady.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Bye.